You can refuse to tithe. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just sharing the word. Because the Bible says your promises are in that. So I'm going to get a hold of the word of God that says my promises are in that. My answer is in that. And then I'm going to ask Holy Spirit, not Cora Jones, not First Lady, not Bishop. I'm going to ask Holy Spirit to reveal to me what I need to know concerning tithing. Because too many of us just drop the 10% in the bucket and wish we could keep it. Holy Spirit will tell me. We never put our offering in without saying something Jane Payne taught us years ago. I receive. We receive. We receive that by faith in God. Amen. So that said, and I had so much that was so wonderful about the oneness of God and about praising God. But turn to Malachi chapter 1. And this, I'll show you where I was going, what I was looking for. And I usually have to back up to find out where it is, where this came from, or what I'm talking about, or why it's saying what it's saying, so I can kind of get an understanding. And I really didn't have time to read the whole book of Malachi after the Lord changed around what I was going to say. But I'm going to start reading, and I'm going to share with you, as Holy Spirit gives to me, what he would have me to say to you. Say, I receive by faith. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me what I need to know. I refuse to become offended. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth, my mouth, my mouth. Say hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if Landers will allow, to God be the glory. Chapter 1. He said, I brought you here for your prosperity. I brought you here to free you from all of those things that over the years have crept in and tied you up, kept you from your freedom. Maybe you got picked on as a child. Maybe you were abused as a child. Maybe you didn't have what you wanted as a child. Maybe as a grown person, you still continue those kinds of abuses. Maybe you haven't understood a lot of things that have happened to you. Maybe you have wondered, where is God in the midst of all that's going on in my life? But he said, I brought you here so you can stand for your freedom and you can hold on. Don't think just because some people are not showing and telling their business that they haven't gone through something. Amen. All of us are going, have gone. Because if you will live godly, you will what? Suffer persecution. So none of us are exempt from that. I had a napkin. Somebody bring me one, please. Amen. And so as we look at this word, thank you. As we look at this word of God, the burden of the word of the Lord by Malachi, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob. I hated Esau. I laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. I don't have time to go through and explain a lot of this stuff that you have to do research to find out exactly what God meant. I have a word to you. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places, saith the Lord of hosts. They shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. And the Lord says, you're offering to me praise. You're offering to me words, but you won't do what I say. Walking in disobedience. And I'm not your judge. I have to see what Cora is doing. That is disobedience to God. But whatever it is, say whatever it is. Say, I have to shape up and shore up to please God. And said, the word will help me. Holy Spirit will teach me if I receive this word. And say, I will receive the word of God. He said, your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. And he told us to shout, the Lord will be magnified. From the borders of this place to the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Lord will use me to help get the job done. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got to understand and say, God is not going to destroy the work that he called me to do, because I'm going to do exactly, precisely what he tells me to do, because I have the teacher, Holy Spirit. I don't have to go around missing it. I don't have to go around messing up. I have Holy Ghost to teach me. Amen. I don't have to live in the past because the past is over. I only live the past if it's going to propel me into a brighter future. Amen? And I can go back to those days in the field, hot like now. I can think about that, but I don't want to go back there. No, no, no. I used to say all the time, still wouldn't mind having, I watch HGTV and on Fixer Upper. Sometimes she'll have the decorations and the old stuff, and she'll have cotton bowls in there. And I used to always say, I want to Just a vase with some cotton in it. Ms. Lorraine said, no, I don't want any of that stuff. I'm done with that. Amen. Listen to what he said. He said, a son honoreth his father, a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? And then you look at that, and if you don't watch it, the enemy say, you know, he's talking about those people in the Old Testament. That's why we just read, he has made us what? Kings and priests unto the Lord. So you know the priest was the one that made sure everything was done according to the law. So I'm a priest. I have to make sure that everything is done according to the word of God. What I used to do, what I used to think was okay, when I put the word in that's powerful and profitable and that teaches me and corrects me, I don't need any of that anymore. I don't brag on me for this, but I brag on God, because it is a miracle. End of June. Been 9 years since I had any dessert. 9 years since I had any dessert. I tell that Miss Lula baked us this decadent cake. Oh, that cake was so good. Family didn't eat too much, and I got to make sure I tell Miss Lula. I didn't mean the cake was bad. I ate so much of that cake that I was sick enough to die. But it hadn't just started. It was that I was just addicted to sugar and sweets and whatever. And I said, Lord, I don't even remember how I said it. I don't even remember what I said. I just knew the day came when I knew I couldn't eat that stuff. And the miracle is, he took the taste from me. I have no desire for any of it. Every once in a while, a thought would start coming to me. Bah, 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 bah. I wish I had. The thought was going to be, I wish I had some ice cream. And I said, no, I don't wish I had any ice cream. But mainly over those 9 years, it hadn't been a dozen times that the thought came that I wish I had some. That's a miracle deliverance.